I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ahoy, hoy, and a very warm maritime welcome.
Wow.
To your seventh, eighth, or ninth favorite reality TV recap podcast.
Ahoy!
It's Flighty Day Fiance.
I'm her husband. I'm Robin.
I'm his wife. My name's Michelle.
Yeah. So what we're doing today is...
we're bringing back the omnibus.
Yeah, I ain't calling it that, if I can help it. Maybe I am. We'll see. We are... Think of it as 90-day guacamole, which we are preparing in front of you at your table. We're expecting a round of applause for this, right? We're going to smush up some Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
And using the mortar and pestle of our voices and conversation, we're going to grind in some single life. This doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No.
But it's okay because you know what looks like an avocado?
Rain frogs.
You got the name right.
Yeah, I didn't call them tree frogs. We're slightly obsessed with rain frogs, y'all.
We're having a rain frog moment.
Yeah, we really are. Go immediately to your TikToks and your Instas and just search for rain frogs.
Anyway, let's talk about 90 Day Happily Ever After.
Mm-mm.
So we have got a lot of quite a few returning couples this season. I don't know if this is the normal amount. This feels excessive to me.
I think they did last time, didn't they? I think.
I've completely forgotten.
That it just becomes the life after lockup, evolution of love after lockup. It just rolls now.
Yeah, right? It just rolls.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm relieved that the cast is so big because it means we won't have to see certain people every single week.
Are you saying we're not going to get an Ed and Liz bottle episode?
Here's hoping.
To save money, just them and a fly.
I'm concerned.
In a meth lab.
Well.
I can see it.
So this week we have Jasmine and Gino. Why do I always want to call her April?
You're going to have to tell me who you're talking about.
I'm talking about...
April.
Nicole and Mahmoud.
She doesn't look like a Nicole, does she?
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
She's a spiritual April.
Yeah. Or a June.
Maybe.
She looks like she should be named after a month.
Yeah, I think so.
Are there any famous Februaries?
No, but there is a famous January.
There's a January, right?
Yeah.
Are there any Marches?
No.
Interesting. February and March get short shrift, but you get April's, May's, June's, July's.
Never met one. This is
August.
This is not your best material. It really isn't. Are we just going to say what the months are now?
Yeah.
All right. So Mahmoud and Nicole.
I'm quite happy to have them back.
Nob and Sophie.
Mm, yeah.
Emily and Kobe.
Fine.
And Ashley and Manuel.
Fine. I like Ashley and Manuel.
I do too.
I don't know if I'm very interested in them.
I think I could have happily taken a breather and not been...
Yeah.
Not felt that there was something missing.
I do not need an all-you-can-eat buffet of Ashley and Manuel. No. It's one of those, oh, I haven't had Ashley and Manuel for a while. I think I might order some Ashley and Manuel.
Should we start with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I am not a massive proponent of talking about someone behind their back right in front of them, especially if that... Now, do my mom and I do that with you all the time?
All the time.
Yes.
Yes. It's really weird when two native English speakers switch into Spanish for no discernible reason. Neither one of them is Spanish.
Yeah. So, look, I understand it. I don't know if we need it for a day out at the funnel. It was like the Lavender Festival, wasn't it?
Something like that.
The Lilac Festival?
Lilac, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to air our grievances. She has a point, though. And I don't like the attitude of like, well, you better learn English. You got to speak English. You're in America. You know, I don't like that attitude.
No, but he does live there now. So, yeah.
He should.
It just makes things easier for everyone.
Yeah. He should probably learn English.
Yeah.
What do you think of Ashley's star turn as a spin instructor?
She was fucking good.
She was great, right?
I did not see that coming. I really didn't, which is what people think of spin bikes, you know, because they don't move. Yeah, she was really, 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 really good. Like, I thought, oh, you know, because she's getting herself in shape and stuff, and I was like, oh, she's, you know, she's taking classes. But then it's like, shit, she's taking classes, and yeah,
she's teaching it now.
She's kind of a natural. That is what she should be doing, right? Not lighting candles.
I'm so proud of her for finally making the brave decision to put a bra on.
It is a bold move.
I have strong feelings about that, and I will not be shifting from that position. I think not everyone needs to wear a bra in public. Some people do.
Okay, I am gonna say nothing.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying their dynamic. They seem to have settled in a lot more.
I think what we're actually seeing is the truth of them.
Yeah, I think so too.
Look, 90 Day does this, right? It just, like, the producers literally, they focus on one thing. And then, like a crazy kind of serial killer that has a room which is just full of pictures of one person, you know, and you go, oh, that's where you're crazy. That's what the producers on 90 Day do. They go, Islamic control issues, and they just plaster an entire room with the words Islamic control issues. And they just fail to see any of the light and the shade and the nuance and the other stuff, right? It's just one thing, one thing, one thing. But we're sort of moving past that one thing with them. And in a sense, maybe they're better suited to Happily Ever After than they ever were to 90 Day.
I think they are. I'd love it if he changed up his Quaker Oats haircut. I will say that.
I think it's adorable.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
I think I'm going to grow my hair that way.
I think you are not going to do that. It reminds me a little bit of those, I guess they probably still do it. There's dildos that are made in Japan that have little...
I did not think this is going there.
Japanese dildos I don't know if they still do, but Japanese they used to have little faces drawn on them, and the what you call it, the like frenulum was the hairline.
Little angry men.
They weren't necessarily angry.
Well, I'll give it a few minutes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. No, I get what you mean now.
They were furious. Yeah. Do they still have like sex toy and porn vending machines in Japan?
I don't know.
I feel that online retail might have seen the back of that magnificent difference between cultures.
I thought it was just dirty panties.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. There was some weird shit in vending machines in like Tokyo in the 90s, 2000s. But I don't know if that stuff still exists. I figure that if you want, I don't know. It's the immediacy of a vending machine, right? That's the kind of the point of a vending machine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right now. And whoever goes, right now, I need some used panties.
Well, that's where I struggle, because what I'm not going to want is to touch the same buttons as the person who desperately needed a dirty pair of panties before me, because I don't know where that, I don't know which hand
they're
using.
You know exactly where that hand's been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fair point. It's probably all voice controlled now. What's Japanese for Alexa?
Oh, God, I don't know. Yeah. Probably Alexa.
Probably.
Let's talk next about Emily and Kobe.
Kobe.
Congrats to them, by the way. They just had their, they just welcomed their third child.
Their third child.
Yep.
We missed a whole child.
Still in the parents' basement.
Well, the child's still in the parents' basement.
The whole family. Yeah. They are a family.
I remember, like, Daddy Emily, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Who does he look exactly like? Uh-oh. Fine. He looks exactly like someone. But Daddy Emily was very much like, you're getting no money from me. You're absolutely not going to live, like, permanently in my basement. It's almost like one of those edits, like on a comedy drama-y kind of show where it goes... And then there you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is Salinas, Kansas that expensive? Maybe it's like a very wealthy echelon of Kansas. I just think like...
They're well to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it.
Yeah.
I guess you'd lose your built-in childcare.
But that's the thing. But like, he's working now. He's got a job.
Yeah. Right?
She's a stay-at-home mom. But you kind of would have thought they could get their own place. I don't know. But, you know, the logic might be they don't just want to get their own place. They want
maybe
to save
they want,
up.
Maybe they want to buy a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, I'm not going to judge it.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I mean, fine. It's what I will say is stop bitching about it. No one's making you, right? Right? So I could do without this. Ugh, it's so awful living in our mom and dad's basement. Well, you don't have to. And
well, I wish I could pop out three kids and like not have to worry about where the money's going to come
that's why I'm not going to give any shade. Like, it makes complete sense, but don't complain about it on either side, right?
I think they're complaining about a lack of privacy, but I think that's down to the poor design of this house, which is three adults, three now children, one bathroom.
Four adults,
yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget hot mum.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if hot sister's around.
Was she also attractive?
Wasn't there a hot brother? Yeah, don't you remember? All the kids were really, you know, I mean, Emily in a way is not an unattractive woman, but I seem to remember that everyone else was like this kind of stone cold stunner. Like, who really took after the mum.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
So they're going to Cameroon. Drag Race reference.
Oh.
And Kobe is sort of gently saying to Emily, it would be helpful if you toned it down a bit.
Yeah.
Out of respect for my culture. Yeah. And not surprisingly, she...
The classic 90-day line.
Yep.
But I am an American woman. Yeah.
Okay. But this is me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This is me, and that's who I am.
But why are they not going to revere me for being, like, the greatest... Because guess what? I'm going to say something that's going to really annoy a lot of listeners. Being a mum in other parts of the world...
I am a mum. I'm the only kind of mum. And you'll never understand, because you'll never be a mum. Hey!
It doesn't mean shit in the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, people having children all the time. All the time. Every day. They have another child every day. And
middle of the workday.
Middle of the workday. Oh, no. Another baby's just crawled down my leg. That's how it goes. It's just, it's not, we don't have the notion of like baby showers. There isn't this whole culture. It's not that remarkable. So when she's like, but won't they look at me like I'm like the goddess of all women? No. You're exactly like them, except they don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I'm not saying that one is right and one is wrong, but you're not going to get what you're looking for. Like, she honestly thinks she's going to turn up at the airport, they're going to put a garland around her neck, and everyone is going to go, the mom has arrived, the mom has arrived. It's not going to happen.
It's weird because she's... ostensibly pretty well traveled, like lived abroad and everything. So yeah, I don't understand why. Well, I do understand where her attitude comes from exactly. But
yeah, I'm expecting them to treat her, and I'm looking forward to them treating her the way she treated him when he arrived.
Yeah, it would be nice if she was humbled a bit.
I want to see her shoveling shit. And then I want him to stand over and tell her that she's shoveling doing shit it wrong. Yeah.
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 Nob and Sophie.
Sophie won.
Yeah, Nob and Sophie won.
Yeah. Oh, I've really missed them.
Yeah, I don't... You know what? I'm actually fine.
I'm fine. Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'm fine with it because I'm hoping that there'll be something slightly different. Now, there wasn't much that was slightly different, but maybe they are more interesting without the Damoclean 90-day sword hanging over their heads. Maybe actually that was a... Because she kept saying before, look, we love each other, we just got to get to this, get through this, whatever. Now she doesn't have that excuse.
That's not true, though. She's saying, she's using the exact same excuse. She's saying now, because they had to go through that, yeah, and that was so stressful, that's why they're not okay.
Right, okay, but there's only so long that you're going to be able to say that. She can now see that it wasn't just because of that. He is just a knob. You know, so I'm glad to see more of them outside of that context.
Here's a phrase I could do without hearing ever again in my life.
Yeah.
Online cheating.
Right? It's like they all got a memo, like from his Tim Pot solicitor. What kind of a lawyer do you think he goes to?
Oh, God. He doesn't go to one.
I'm telling you, that lawyer has got egg all down their brown suit. But yeah, the Tim Pot lawyer sent out a sternly worded letter that said, we must only ever refer to it as online cheating. Like, even Claire was drinking the Kool-Aid on that.
I know.
It's like, what the fuck? online cheating. Cheating, right?
Yeah, it doesn't need a qualifier. It
doesn't need the qualifier.
We don't talk about... Now, look.
That's why I say motor car instead of car.
No, I do understand a qualifier like... having an emotional affair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying that one is worse than the other. I think an emotional affair is worse, yeah. Personally.
Sure.
But online cheating, if to you it's cheating.
It's cheating.
It's cheating.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Is she going to get...
I don't think she can get if she's sleeping with a girl, but, you know, I don't know everything about that life. Maybe you can.
You were sick a lot at school. You missed those classes.
I didn't. The highlight of my sex ed class was the teacher saying, "Now don't think you can put it in the back hole and you can't get pregnant. They're neighbors. There's no fence. Neighbors, y'all.
I mean, there is a fence.
It's not a fence. It's not a wall. I mean, I guess it's like a vaginal wall.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a wall. Yeah. Build the wall.
God.
Good. Right.
What did you think about Claire's strange tall boyfriend?
I think shell shock is a very traumatic thing. This man has not focused on anything in the near distance in quite some time. This man is looking at something a long way away. He's in another place. He's not quite on the same plane of reality. That'd be the door. I'm gonna get
No, it's just somebody dropped a package and then left.
Why do they do that now? Are they contractually obliged to press the doorbell and then just leave the thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they do it just to fuck with us.
Anyway.
They know we got dogs. He's odd, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fine. You know, if she's happy, everyone's happy. I think... Yeah.
I don't see him for Claire, but okay.
No, now, Claire's history of substance abuse was revealed.
Yeah,
which via Sophie One.
I think we had a
I can definitely see that. Yeah. It's interesting. I'd be interested in hearing Claire's experience of that and whether she is, because she didn't come across as, Sophie One doesn't come across as a parentified child at all.
No, I know. I think she's slightly broadening her role.
Maybe.
Again, there was probably some dark shit, and I don't want to come for Sophie on that, really.
No. She's so young.
But I didn't get the feeling that, her mum was living in the cupboard kind of thing, right?
No, I think she was always looked after.
I think they may have been staff.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I think emotionally, certainly she was deprived, because there's no other explanation for why she would accept the crumbs.
Yeah.
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 All right, let's talk about...
Well, hang on. Can't move on.
Why?
Because we haven't done the selfie gallery.
Oh, God. Well, is it really going to be a surprise to anyone what we think about selfie galleries?
He was taking pictures of... They were taking pictures of each other at the selfie gallery, right?
Yeah.
So, once again, there's one rule of selfie gallery, right? Which is that you take pictures of yourself at selfie gallery.
Oh, I see.
The second rule of selfie gallery is that no one else takes pictures of you at selfie gallery. That place was a fucking good... Are they everywhere? I didn't know that.
I know I've seen at least one around the city, but yeah. I think they're about as reputable as the candy shops in Oxford Circus. Y'all, please don't come here and go to the candy shops
on
Oxford Street.
Yeah, don't do that. They're kind of getting
criminal enterprises. Yeah,
they're really bad. It just, what a great idea of a way to take some money from some idiots. Whoever had the idea was a bit of a genius. You can see them just being little pop-ups that are there for a bit, and you just buy some tap from a market, something sparkly, hang it on a wall, charge people a bunch of money. That is a good business model. I approve.
I agree.
I approve of that. I disapprove of anyone paying to go to the selfie gallery, but I approve of the people who set up that fine establishment. Well done, sirs.
slightly worried it's a front for a criminal enterprise. But again, so many things are.
So many things are.
Even seeking sister wife, which we'll get to in another episode. Oh, brother. All right.
Will you date my husband?
Good.
So, yeah. Now,
right, let's wrap it through. We've got much ado to nothing about.
Okay. So Mahmud is leaving Egypt.
The Prince of Egypt. And when I say the Prince of Egypt, I mean he has that side-eye shade of a young prince.
He really does.
As in Prince Rogers Nelson, the musician, not, you know, William or something. I've missed his little side-eye so much.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame that there was an incident. You're probably not aware of this.
No, I'm vaguely
aware. Oh, okay. Yeah. So there was an incident. The charges have been dropped. That doesn't mean that nothing happened. It just means that Nicole has declined to take the matter further from a criminal standpoint. It's difficult for us as an audience. Not difficult at all for
producers,
for Discovery.
No.
Is it? No. Because they just completely ignore things like this.
Yeah.
But it does kind of color everything, you know, with an unpleasant brush.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Like she is a victim of many things.
Yes.
The violence she does to herself, the violence she allows others to do to her.
Mm-hmm.
And the violence that she resolutely does not allow others to do to her, but they do to her.
Yeah.
And I'm being careful there, but because I'm absolutely not victim shaming at all. But I think she invites this stuff in because, I don't know, she feels it's what she deserves on some sort of subliminal, subconscious level. But it's incredibly sad. It's also kind of funny. I mean, I get how it makes funny, stupid TV, but there is an undercurrent. There is. And we haven't got to Michael and Angela yet, or Ed and Liz.
No. Right?
They haven't reared their grotesque faces and heads. But, you know, when they do, I'll be saying some stuff, right? And it does behoove this situation to point out that just because they're not editing it to show that, doesn't mean that that isn't the story we're actually watching. So
yeah.
Let's be aware of that. But what they are showing is Benny Hill capers. So
I wouldn't say that. I would. There's a sadness to this couple that would exist even without that shadow, though.
Yeah.
I think these are two people who are fundamentally not compatible and not suited to each other. And I think there's the dynamic between them is so strange, and she's so strange. She's almost like, to me, she's a lot like a David Lynch blonde, where you think you understand from the surface. She has this very carefully curated image of what she wants you to see and what she wants, you know, to kind of broadcast to the world.
Yeah.
But underneath it, there's like a layer of knowing that what she's putting forward is
bullshit.
There's
a layer of her knowing that we know it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
then there's a demon.
Right.
That's kind of hijacking her.
Yeah, then her face comes off and she bites your neck off.
Yeah.
But she is no more the victim. Well, again, in other regards, she may well be, right? But again, from what we're seeing on the screen, she's no more the victim than him, in a sense. They're both doing the same thing to each other. So she went to Egypt and he was like, now you have to act like an Egyptian.
Right? Yeah.
She is relishing the opportunity to what about him in that sense, like to do the same thing to him. right? She's relishing that. She's like, let's see how he does over here.
I don't think that's what it is. I think the motivation is I need to be sure, because I don't know this for sure. I suspect that she's been married before.
Yeah.
Like any honest woman who is completely lost and is desperately seeking an identity and an anchor in this world, and I speak from experience there.
Well, her obsession with fashion, as she calls it, and I question that.
It's an obsession with polyester, okay?
Yeah.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
And I don't understand how she doesn't constantly have a rash.
She may well do. We never get to see enough skin that we know by his design. Yeah, she's desperately trying to plaster on an identity. Anything, be it the haircut, be it...
But what I was saying is that I think that she needs to prove to herself beyond a reasonable doubt that this marriage can't work.
Yeah.
And that she can only... In her mind... I think deep down she knows, but in her mind, she has to take it for a walk in LA as well. You know, if I don't know if you guys
it's
can
like
hear
Lou
the
Reed song,
eep, eep, eepin.
Yeah, there's eepin in the waltz. Anyway, we shall see that close up. I could smell it through the TV. There is a difference between like vintage retro and fetid, and that shop honked.
I could smell the mildew.
You could really smell, though, right?
Yeah.
You were like, that shirt did not start off that creamy beige. That was a white shirt. Right? She's like, oh, I think maybe these pajamas. I'm thinking, absolutely not those pajamas. It is hot in LA.
Yeah. Oh. Also, it's way too big for him. He's got like a tiny, tiny, tiny waist.
Again, think Prince's little bolero outfits. How teeny tiny they were, right? That's what she should be buying him.
I know.
Right? No, this is what all the men wear here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jasmine and Gino.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come out and say it. Those breasts look extremely painful.
Yeah. This is like when you buy a sofa without measuring your living room, right? Like the implants do not fit in the room. There is no space for those implants. Something's going to pop.
Yeah. And, you know, I think people can do whatever they want. I'm not judging. I think it's a bit like foot binding, you know, where it's putting your body through physical torture to achieve a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I will never get it. I thought the appeal of that, like, beach ball tit,
yeah,
went out in the late 90s.
It's just weird seeing them again after all these years. But like you say, it just looks painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite as painful as the kind of bikini Kid Rock flicks to immediately in the Sears catalogue, which is an interesting look. She is going full Michigan, I would say. She will fit right in. Again, maybe she's made friends with Kid Rock at this point.
Is he a Michigander?
He certainly is a Michigander.
Really? Yeah. Then why does he...
If I've got that wrong, come at me, Michigan.
Why does he frame himself as like a country person?
That's what Michigan does.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's quite weird. A little bit like, you know how you're on the cusp, right?
Of the South?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan has a bit of that. Michigan's like a bit of the South in the North, kind of. Yeah.
They're closer to Canada than they are.
I know. The south of Canada.
Right. Okay, I understand. Look.
Yeah, I kind of know my Michigans, but yeah, there's southern living up there. There really is.
Is it southern or is it like country?
Yeah, no, that's a fair distinction.
There's a more disparaging term, which I won't use, but I think you smell what I'm stepping in.
I certainly do. It's a color and it's a body part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Jasmine had both those things.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. So what were they chittering about on that boat?
I don't know. She was saying...
We did enjoy the yakut. That is
the jacket, yeah.
Yeah, that's a small yogurt drink full of positive probiotics. I don't know if they sell it in America.
Hi.
What's the bulldog doing?
Oh, he's just being a little cupid doll, really.
Ah, we're interrupting ourselves. Are we the only podcasters who interrupt ourselves?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Anyway, they're on their honeymoon on a lake.
It's good to see the National Lampoon franchise still kicking, isn't it?
Before my time.
No.
I don't have a lot to say. I hate camping.
Yes, you do.
I've only really been... Well, I guess I did a lot when I was a kid, but not as an adult.
It's a very Michigan thing. People live to camp in Michigan. They do. That is absolutely the thing. Everyone camps, everyone goes to the lakes, but yeah, camping. You spend all the summer months camping.
Yeah, my dad's grandparents had a place on Mackinac Island, where you have also been. Mm. I've never been.
Mm. Very pretty.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
The landscape in many parts of Michigan is really, really something.
I'm sure it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's not...
Up by those dunes.
It's not what I would choose.
Yeah. It's not what Jasmine would choose. That shower is not what I would choose. The tiny little bit of grass, which has had so much dog shit on it at this point, is given up even trying to be grass by each trailer kind of plot. That's not what she would choose, and it's not what I would choose. I kind of agree. Very little is... choice. But what I don't think you can do, dear darling Jasmine, is go, I don't want to go camping, I want to be on a yakult, a yowch,
a jacket,
yeah, whatever she said. Wasn't he a member of the Beastie Boys? You can't do that and I want a bigger house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want a baby.
I don't think there's a whole lot to see here. I really don't. I could have, honestly, I love them. I think they're great for the franchise. I could have used a breather. I don't know if I needed to return to them immediately.
It's a delicacy that you should look forward to and savor.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. I can't, that level of emotional instability is always at an 11, and I just need a different volume every now and then.
There's no reason why they couldn't have shot this season straight away and aired it next year, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to know the real timeline.
No.
You know? I mean, I guess they were thinking that it's possible they would have split up and it would have been all over the news before they'd even aired. But I don't know. I would have held it back. I think they had enough without this.
So that's Happily Ever After. Let's talk about The Single Life.
Real quick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because we do not like tell-alls.
No, we don't.
We don't like them. We don't like him. Sean has now become the ghost of Sean Robinson, who is just kind of, she's like, you can see through her sometimes. She just appears as an apparition sometimes and asks about women's bodies. But she's basically not there anymore. Like,
no. And I think part of that is for her own emotional
health.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. She's so tired of people saying, why didn't you ask about this? She doesn't ask about anything now. I mean, she's literally the voice in the list in, oh, excuse me, the voice in the elevator, the lift, telling you what floor you're going to. And that's all she does.
Yeah.
She does links.
It bothers me a little bit. I mean, look, she deserves to be paid whatever she's being paid. But it does kind of make me sad because I don't think they are getting paid to, like, Ashley was the moderator on the 90 Day OG reunion. She was the host.
Yeah, she was.
And did all the work. And it's starting to look that way here.
And they repeated their old trick, didn't they, this time, of bringing an irrelevant in. I never thought I needed that. I did kind of need that, though. Like, that, the tirade, what's his name?
Sarper.
Sarper.
Yeah.
Sarper coming for tirade was kind of, usually I don't like that trick, right? Because they did that once before and I was like, why are you doing this? And next week we're going to have Debbie and all that stuff. But I don't know, kind of worked with, like, actually, a dose of Sarper is exactly what Tyra needed. And I will say, just about everything Sarper said, I agree with. It's just the way he said it that was awful.
I have to say, if we were on a date, you know, and we weren't as well acquainted as we are now.
Yeah.
Especially now that you know about my nervous disposition.
The tiger.
If you did the tiger, I would be...
Well, you've got a knife in front of you on that table. I would not survive that.
No, you wouldn't.
No, that knife would be hanging out my neck.
My survival instincts are way too strong.
I might be a tiger, but you're... What eats tigers in the wild?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're like above apex predator in that sense. Yeah.
I'll tell you what...
But everything else he said made a lot of sense, right? And the brilliant thing was, right, they kind of played us, right? They all played us. Like, there is one elephant in the room that no one is pointing out, da-da-da-da, and everyone's going, he's going to body shame him, right? Like he did with her, right?
Yeah.
And we're all thinking that. And then, you know what? The thing he said is absolutely Tyree's problem. That...
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is exactly the same noise people used to use when they did impressions of George W. Bush. It's a little bit of Beavis in there. But I've been calling out all season with him. It's really fucking irritating. And what it is a lack of confidence, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is the least sexy thing in the world, right? But it's also... It's not just a lack of confidence. It's what I am putting out for you is not the real me, right? You're telling the person that you're chatting up, hitting on, whatever. You're telling them, I'm putting on an act right now. This isn't sincere.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not just that you don't have any confidence, but it's like, do you want to date this fake?
It took me a while to... to arrive in this place. But what bothers me about both the discussion around Tyrae and Tyrae himself is that there's this, the weight of his expectation and entitlement that, you know, he has a specific woman in mind that because he was wronged, he is entitled to have this kind of experience. And I'm grossed out by it.
This is a man raised on porn. And the reason he's never had sex is because no people who look like porn stars will have porn sex with him. That's why. Because I bet there have been plenty of people throughout his life that he could have if he wanted to, but they weren't good enough for him.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the thing. He was catfished by an escort, right?
Yes.
Or by pictures thereof, right? And that's what he's after, right? And so when John's going, come on, this is not rocket science. And then everyone's sort of, like, and Miss Debbie's like sort of venerating him for like wanting to stay pure. No, he doesn't want to stay pure. He has a very particular idea of what he wants. And it's kind of unreal. And they don't want him. They don't want him.
That notion of purity comes up a lot. And I that's another thing that makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This, the dialogue around the, well, the word purity in a conversation about sex is never a good one, right? And I understand Miss Debbie comes from the South. She comes from a weirdly
Comes from the South in the early 1800s, so fine.
Maybe. I mean, but this... Chantel is not the world's most fascinating character, and her storyline this year was a nothing that came to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And was way more frustrating than it was entertaining or anything else. But this conversation about her not wearing panties and dressing a certain way, and first of all, they should know, this group should have enough emotional intelligence to understand that the House of Chantel is built on sand and fog and delusion.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't feel sexy, okay? She doesn't feel at the top of her game. She wouldn't talk about 30 like it's a death sentence. Yeah. You know what I mean? She doesn't like being single.
No.
She's not having fun. Now, are they correct in saying that the approach that she's taking is perhaps not the one that would lead to her to finding a man who wants to settle down and have a family with her?
Yes.
Probably.
Correct.
But it's not because she's not wearing panties.
No, but let's also remember that it's... they're not calling it out because they're not calling it right, but there is an inconsistency in the story we were sold. Because at the beginning, right, this was... I'm going to go on a bang trip because I fucking deserve it.
Yeah.
Right? And when we had the cucumbers and we had the eggplants and we had all of that stuff, it was just cucumbers, right? It was, let's get some big dick in her, right?
Right. P.S. I refuse to believe that Pedro has a small penis. Absolutely untrue.
He must have something going for him, right? That's what that trip was. And I believe that that's what that trip was. Okay? Yeah? I'm pretty sure that someone drawing up the storyboards went, and we need to find some sort of relationship here, right? So that someone can break up with her over a video screen and she can cry because that's the story we want to tell, right? And if she's going on a bang trip, she can take her panties off as much as she fucking wants, as far as I'm concerned. You know? It doesn't do it for me. I thought she looked terrible that night. It's well, not terrible's not that. I wouldn't be crossing the bar to chat her up. Let's put it that way. Okay, but fine. Plenty will. And that's cool because I'm really not about to slut shame people. A, because it's not a nice thing to do. And B, because it's not how I feel. Right. So for them to do that, it's totally uncool. But I understand, given that there was this stupid fucking narrative of my heart, and suddenly you're not good enough man to be my husband. And it's, I don't blame people for floundering here, because what are they even swimming in?
She needs to be on a dating show that's designed for people who are desperate to get married to anyone, and that person can be anyone.
I'd like to see her on Maths. I'd like to see her just shacked up with someone that she didn't choose and see how she does with it.
I agree.
That'd be better. Her family, but I suspect she's more likely to be on Love Island.
Her family are a total nightmare. Yep. I mean,
all right, that's her. We got anyone left on this? Well, we probably got a few. Who have we got?
No, I mean, there was a whole TM and Veronica
thing.
And look.
Again, we're going to skate over this. We don't like tell-alls. He's an arsehole, though, right?
Jamal?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Horrible little shit.
Indefensible behavior,
yeah,
in my mind. And is also, what was her fucking name? Louisa?
What the fuck?
I don't believe a word of any of that, okay?
Nope.
Also, spoiler alert, if someone is co-parenting, they don't have to be friends with their ex. If they are, it tends to be better.
It's a bonus
for the kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's really, and at that point, it's really about what's best for that child and not about what's best for, like, when you become a parent, you put, ideally,
yeah,
you put your child ahead of everything.
Well, generally speaking, when you split up with someone, you kind of don't ever want to see them again, right? That's what breaking up with someone is.
Right.
But when you have a child with them, it's like, that is not actually an option. So how can I realign this relationship? You know? And that's all they've done. And they were saying quite clearly, we don't actually really see very much of each other. So again, I know I'm a broken record, but this is producer shit, right? This is producers inviting Tim along to everything. Because I don't think he'd normally be there.
No, I don't think he would either. What do you think of his new Luke? It's very butch for Tim.
It's good. He could do with a bit of that.
I think he's gone slightly too far with the Just for Men. I will say that.
Yeah, ridiculously slow.
Yeah.
I mean, Miss Debbie's going to be Ruben the Cubaning all over him, isn't she?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's that. We would love to hear from you, by the way. Email us at blightydayfiance@gmail.com. Come at us at Blighty Day on Instagram. I've now reopened my Twitter because of the Kate Middleton thing. So, you know, share your thoughts. We really love to hear from you and we miss it. My DMs are always open and we love you. Join our Patreon. There's three different tiers. You know, it's not that much. We're raising money for the Trevor Project, which supports, provides 24/7 counseling and support for LGBTQIA++ youth in America. And I am currently offering tarot readings. A percentage of that goes to our chosen charity this month as well. I've had a wonderful time meeting and getting to know some of you through those tarot readings. You can schedule one in our link tree. And I think that's all. That's everything.
That'll do. We will hit you up as soon as we possibly can. It's a funny old week with some Seeking Sister Wife. But until then, we will.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.